Michael, firstly, you've only just found out about this today. How disappointed are you with the news that you're not going to be with the Blades next season?
Yeah, obviously gutted, you know. I've had 5 great years there, I've enjoyed every minute of it, and, you know, just a bit unfortunate, obviously, not to get that promotion. But I'm gutted, like, but as you say, that's it. You just move on now and you just have to let it go.
Would you have liked to have found out earlier, before this stage of the season, maybe so you had a chance to be able to have a bit of a farewell with the fans?
Of course I would have. I would have loved to know that, you know. That's probably the one regret, is, you know, not being able to say goodbye and that to the fans, you know. They're the people that mean the most of it. It's always been great to me, you know. I've obviously had some tough times at the club, and you know, I've had some tough times, I've had some great times, but that's football. When you play for such a passionate club and well-supported club, you're going to have times like that, you know. But I've always tried to come through them, and as I say, you know, I've always cherished every moment I've had at the club with the fans and things like that. They've always shown me great respect, and I hope I've done the same to them, you know. When I've played, I've always tried to give 100% and, you know, show what it meant playing for the club. But you know, it was unfortunate. It would have been ideal to know against the likes of Chesterfield or something. Just to, not that I would have made in a lot of the situation, because I'm not one of them, you know, to milk the situation. Just would have been sort of, you know, but I know then it would have been sort of nice just to, you know, just to say thank you. But obviously we had some important games coming up in the playoffs, so you don't want to get sidetracked as well, you know.
Did you feel that there was any possibility of you still being with the Blades next season? We knew your contract was up this summer. You've made a total of 57 appearances this season, so you've been involved heavily. But did you feel that there was any chance you could still be with the Blades next term?
Well, that was always my aim, you know. Was that, you know, I think I was always quite open and that, you know, my first choice was to stay in the club and, you know, be a part of it. And, you know, that was always my first choice, you know. My head was never torn to go anywhere else. I think if I had been, I would have been actively looking in January to try and move on, you know, and you know, not end up in this situation of, you know, finding out sort of today and looking for a club now, you know. So, you know, that way, my hope was always to stay there, but I think behind it all, you always kind of, you know, with the way things have been going the last couple of months, there was a danger that you're probably not going to be there, you know.
Did you feel that you still had a part to play, though, for next season if you had been around? Did you still feel that you could do the job in that midfield, the role that you've been doing for the last 4 years with the Blades?
Yeah, no doubt about it, you know. I think, you know, it's been in a sense where, you know, the way the season started for me and then it's going to finish like that as well, that's been tough. But, you know, it is what it is. I always, you know, like anything, like anybody else, I'm sure they all, you know, you're a competitor and, you know what you can bring to the team. You feel like you could certainly bring something to the team, you know. I think the last couple of months I haven't probably played as much as I would have liked, you know, starting-wise, and always felt like, you know, I would have liked them to bring something to the team, but it wasn't to be. You know, I wasn't looking too far ahead to next season. It was all about, you know, bringing something to the team now and trying to get involved in playoff games. But unfortunately, I didn't manage to do that. You know, I didn't manage to, you know, get in the manager's plans regarding that, you know, which it was disappointing, but you understand it as well at the same time.
I was going to say, do you understand the way that Nigel Clough has done things this season? He's had his critics this season, hasn't he?
I don't really know, because I don't, you know, obviously there's unhappy people around the ground and things like that, but yeah, as I say, you know, as a player you just want to play and you train every day to try and, you know, make sure you're in the manager's thoughts, and when you get the opportunity in games, you want to certainly, you know, feel like you're doing all you can to stay in the team the following week. You know, unfortunately the last couple of months the manager's obviously decided to move on, and you know, I haven't really been part of that. I've come on in a lot of the games, but, you know, to get the starts and things like that. But I think once he brought other players and things in like that, and, you know, obviously he brings them in, he's going to play them. So, you know, that's understandable as well.
Do you think that still Nigel Clough's the man to take the club forwards next season? He's obviously still in charge right now. He's failed to gain promotion this season. He's been talking about getting it via the automatic places next season. Do you think he's still the right man at the helm?
It's not really for me to say, you know, to be honest with you. That's the club's decision, and, you know, I'm sure the people that are in the appropriate positions are going to, you know, make them decisions. As far as I'm aware, you know, that he's going to be the manager next year. You know, I didn't, after the game the other night when Jim Phipson that came in, I didn't get the impression that, you know, that things were going to change. So I presume, you know, no matter what my opinion is, that, you know, Nigel's going to be the manager next year and try and take the club to the next level.
Where did this season go wrong then? You obviously fell at the final hurdle in the semi-finals as such. Where do you think it went wrong this term?
I don't know. It's hard. I personally think we dropped way too many points at home. You know, our home form has been really bad, you know, for, you know, if you want to try and get promoted, I think your home form's, you know, very important. And I think the games we lost at home against some of the, you know, lower sides in the division have really cost us, you know, and there's a 20-point gap, I think, from where we finished in the league, the second place. So we were obviously well short in that regard. And I think the home form was probably key to that, you know, which I'm sure they'll be certainly looking to improve on that next year.
Do you feel like you're leaving with a job not finished in some ways, getting the club back into the Championship, Michael?
Yeah, of course. You know, I think I've been quite open on that at times, you know, that was always the aim every year. You know, people are probably sick of it, but I think they're hearing you saying it, but the aim was always to try and get promoted. And I think when you're at a club like Sheffield, you know, the pressure's massive. But, you know, as a player, you know, walking away from the club now, that's certainly something that, you know, wherever we go next, I want to be playing at. You know, you want to play at clubs like that because the pressure is what you pay for from the fans and the opposition. That it's, you know, clubs like Sheffield United, it is. It's great playing under that type of pressure. Unfortunately, we haven't managed to get up. But, you know, I just, that's the disappointing thing for me, is leaving under the circumstances that we didn't get the promotion, you know.
How do you reflect on your 4 years then with the Blades? You've had some highs, you've had fantastic cup runs, but then you've also had some heartache at Wembley Stadium as well. How do you reflect on the 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's disappointing to fall short, as I say, that, you know, not to get that promotion there. You know, I've achieved a lot there in the sense of getting the playoff finals and the FA Cup semi-finals, League Cups, and that's been brilliant, you know. And, you know, some of the managers and that I've worked with have just been top draw, you know. People like Danny Wilson and that, he's one of the best managers I've played for. And that team as well, that, you know, we lost in the playoff final, it was you know, it was one of the most exciting, you know, times in my career of playing the football that we did, and the way Danny had us playing, he's probably the best manager I've ever worked under. You know, I just really enjoyed everything about it. And at the time as well, the buzz around the club, everybody was involved. There was a real spirit around the place at the time. And, you know, unfortunately, the end circumstances, you know, probably cost us in the end, and the team was broke up. But, as I say, I just can't thank everybody enough at the club. You know, I've gone down to the club and the academy today to just thank everybody, you know, for all the help, you know, because not just the playing side of it, but all the people that do their jobs. You know, I wanted just to go around today and just thank them for all the support that, you know, not only me, but the team they've given over the years. And, you know, because they're the most important people, I think, in any football club, is the people in the background. And, I think now is an opportunity for me just to thank all the fans and that, you know, through the ups and downs, you know, because, you know, like, as a player, you're not everybody's cup of tea. And, but, you know, you always respect people that come and support your team. And I just wanted to say, you know, thank you to everybody for all the support over the years. I really appreciate it, you know. And the club will always have a big piece in my heart now, you know, as I say. It's hard because you go to these football clubs, you fall in love with them. And, you know, I certainly feel like that with Sheffield United. You know, it's a big piece in my heart now. And certainly the club will always look out for, because, you know, the people that are at the club are just second to none. They really make it what it is. And then you got the supporters on top of that. So it's great. It's been a great 5 years in that sense of meeting all the people that I've met and the friendships that I've forged at it, you know.
What does the future hold for Michael Doyle then? Trying to find another club now to take another piece of your heart?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think that is what it is now. And, we'll see where we go. You know, as I say, it's exciting times on the other hand. Although it's disappointing to be walking away from Sheffield United, you know, because I would have loved them to stay there. But yeah, exciting times now. Let's see what's out there, and you never know. It could be back at Bramall Lane, and that'd be nice to come back and score a goal against them, you know.
Would you like to stay in this region, though? We've obviously got other clubs in League One, in Barnsley, in Doncaster and Chesterfield as well. Is there the possibility we might see you playing for another South Yorkshire side?
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's plenty of things out there, I'm sure, happening at the minute now. So it's just a matter of seeing what's the best situation for me and for my family, you know. And as I say, I'm open to anything now. We'll see where we go. You never know where you're going to end up. You can't predict it. You just got to see who's interested in you, and if it suits you. So I'm quite open, to seeing where we go.